Right, Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Sunday, December 11th, 6:34 a.m. in the morning. Where I'm at, I know it's been a while. I hadn't dropped an episode since last year, October 31st. But I had to comment on the Deion Sanders situation. And everybody saying, is Deion Sanders a sellout? Short answer, yes, he's a sellout. 90% of all our black celebrities are sellouts. So he's no different. You know, I guess I can still see it from both sides. What he did for Jackson State was amazing. He pushed Jackson State and HBCUs as a whole at least two steps forward. But him leaving knocked Jackson State and HBCUs back five steps. You know what I'm saying? The reason why everybody is so upset with him is because he said, I want to level the playing field for HBCUs. We're going to level the playing field. And what people didn't realize is Deion just be talking shit. I don't think Deion mean had the shit he be saying. He just talking. He just talking. Sometimes that shit rhyme and he be like, oh, that was a good one. Cause he just talking bullshit. He just talking. So everybody believe that. I believe that. And he got a lot of people criticizing him. And I appreciate that because they've been criticizing Shaq, Charles Barkley. Now the other day you read that Charles Barkley is donating $1 million to Jackson State and Bethune-Cookman, which is great. Most of our celebrities should donate to HBCUs. And, of course, regular people, we should donate to HBCUs. Every black family need to adopt a black college or university and support them like they support the fucking Cowboys or any other, the Yankees, or any other of these bullshit teams. So that's great. And let me say this. If all our top black athletes out of high school go to a HBCU to play football, basketball, whatever it is, black people would get reparations the next day. That's why what Deion did is bigger than him. It's bigger than Jackson State. It's big. It's about HBCUs. A lot of the people that's coming to his defense never been to Jackson, Mississippi, which is the blackest city in America. Mississippi is the blackest state in America. That's just facts. They never been to a HBCU. So they just saying, oh, he got a promotion, da-da-da-da this and da-da-da-da that. No, it's about building our own, supporting our own. Like I said, had these celebrities as coons anyway. You see them wearing Dior, Balenciaga, people that don't even fuck with them or like them. They worshiping these motherfuckers when they need to be out here exercising powernomics, what Dr. Claude Anderson wrote about, which is supporting your own people, buying your own. It's other black clothing companies out here supporting them, supporting the black companies that make shoes, doing all that type of shit. That's why what Deion did was so horrible and despicable. And I'm glad he getting called to the carpet for it. Now, and you know, he know what he did was fucked up. That's why he hiring Vincent Dancy from Valley. I love him as a coach, and I appreciate him hiring him. He's a Jackson State alumni, so he gonna he by him being criticized so much, is keeping him on his P's and Q's. And what people not talking about is these young men that Coach Prime recruited. He recruited Travis Hunter and all these other guys who could have played for Alabama, Florida State, LSU, anywhere. But he kept saying, we want to level the playing field. Everybody keep forgetting when he said that shit. I want to level the playing field. You don't have to go to a Power Five. You can come to a HBCU. That's what he said. The minute he get his first offer from a Power Five, then he gone. And he didn't even wait till after the season. He could have did this shit in, a few months from now, and he would have never got as much backlash. He would have got some backlash, but he would have never got as much. So that was classless on his part and selfish. And that's why I feel bad for these young men, because they don't have the only option is to follow him to Colorado. So you get Travis Hunter and all these other guys to come and buy into this, and they was with it. And then you flip. And then you go to Colorado that hadn't won shit in 20 years, since 91. Come on, man. Reason why they hadn't won shit, because it a lot of black kids coming there. The only black kids on that campus is the athletes. They don't want to be in that cold weather. So they Colorado been trying for years to up the ante with the black athletes, because the black athletes are superior. So they can start winning. That's why I said before, if our black athletes go play at HBCUs, black people would get reparations tomorrow, because we'll be building up our own shit. And every other race will follow us and come help us to build up our own shit. But so Coach Prime goes to Colorado, and my prediction on his record, now Colorado won one game this year. Next year, I think under Coach Prime, he'll win four. And I think the next year after that, he might win three. Oh yeah, I'm going there. The reason why, because at Jackson State, Coach Prime had a talent advantage. He could easily beat those guys because the talent he had. And it was a lot of games that those kids still fought, and they was in it. But that's another story. But when he goes to the Pac-12, he's not gonna have a talent advantage. He's gonna have to actually coach. And I think him and Shador can get you probably two games apiece. But the rest of the time, he gonna get embarrassed, and he gonna get his ass whooped. And those coons like Shannon Sharpe and Stephen A. Smith, who co-signing this sellout shit, watch how they turn on his ass. Watch how these motherfuckers turn on his ass when he start losing. They're gonna be like, "Yeah, Dion, yeah, he probably should stay at Jackson." Say, watch. Now they champion this bullshit, because the reason why they telling saying, "Hey, it's good he left," because they don't have to donate no money or give back. They can keep Shannon Sharpe online every day showing the shoes and shit he got. So that way he can keep spending his money on dumb shit and not give back to the HBCUs. So all these motherfuckers need to be called out. But the minute Dion start losing up there, you gonna see. They're gonna be the first ones to turn on his ass. Cause they coons. They sellouts. Now, if Dion was to win at Colorado, he would shut up everybody. except people like me who just gonna tell it like it is. But if he win, then okay, he'll shut people up and people be like, oh, okay. And of course he's saying that he doing this with black coaches. Come on, man, stop it. When I seen him in the Colorado press conference and he said, God called me here, dude, God didn't call you there. $5 million did. And his athletic director in Colorado, to me, was disrespectful for him to get on national TV and say, we don't have Deion money, but we'll get it. So he letting all black people know this motherfucker sold you out and I ain't even got his money. He sold you out and I ain't got it. Now, of course, too, you want to hear that Jackson State was stealing from Deion, doing them wrong. And I think that's very convenient for this to come out while he leaving. He was there 2 years, two full years. We didn't hear that from him. You know what I'm saying? So why is it all of a sudden that he leaving you here? Does Jackson State have his problems? You goddamn right Jackson State have his problems. But Deion knew that coming in the door. He knew HBCUs and places like Jackson State has a lot of problems. Jackson has a lot of crime. You know, we don't have gun laws in Mississippi, just like majority of the South. You got gun laws in New York and California. In the South, we got Republican governors. We don't have those same gun laws, and they in bed with the NRA. So they pumping guns on us. So obviously our crime is going to be high, especially among teenagers. But Coach Prime knew all this coming in and then trying to act like he don't now. But he has always been like a mercenary, a hired hitman. He's done that his whole career. When I used to see him on NFL Network, I thought he was a coon. But because he took the Jackson State job, I thought he had maybe changed. I thought since the white people didn't hire him as a Power Five coach, that, okay, he saw it and he was like, hey, let me go over here and build my own up. And I think everybody thought that. He always had coonish ways. And just like most celebrities, they looking for white validation. But I thought the man changed. I really did. I thought he seen the light. Obviously, he didn't, because you hear from people that's close to him. As soon as he was stepped on Jackson State campus, he was calling Power Five, saying, hey, I'm a head coach now. I got experience. I'm ready. Hire me. He was trying his best to go. So basically, he used Jackson State as a stepping stone to get what he wanted. And karma is a motherfucker, and I don't think it's going to end well for him. I really don't. I don't wish nothing bad on him. I'm thankful for what he did in Jackson. I'm thankful for his kids and what they've done for Jackson. But he knocked us 2 steps forward, and him leaving knocked us 5 steps backwards. And you can kind of tell Shallow, his son, it looked like he not with that bullshit. But his other kids might be. He kind of put his own kids in a fucked up situation. Because it's clear that Deion is a me guy. He all about self. And he always has been like that. Like I said, he's a mercenary. He's going to go to the highest bidder every time. In Colorado, if he does well, and Florida State call, LSU call, guess what's going to happen? He's going to be gone. Because Dion is about Dion. Nobody else, the people that's defending this bullshit, they don't understand HBCUs. They don't understand the South. A lot of them not even from the South. A lot of them never been to HBCU. A lot of them never donated to HBCU or anything. We did think that Dion was going to change it. If Dion needed money, he could have easily got on his social media and said, hey, I need y'all to donate money to this Cash App. All of us would have broke our neck to do it. So the bottom line is Black people need to support each other and support our institutions like HBCUs. Now, like I said, it's rough now. HBCUs have a lot of problems, but we can't solve them problems unless we come together as a people and fix it and stop looking for white validation and stop running and buying all this white shit and knowing that these people don't like you or don't fuck with you. There's Black brands out there. There's Black companies out there that we can support. So that's my rant. I had to speak on this shit. I waited a while to listen to all the coons and all these celebrities cooning and shit. And just remember, Black people, 90% of our celebrities are coons and sellouts. So we shouldn't listen to them and treat them like they God, because they're not. They paid to give they white master's opinion. That's just a fact. It sounds harsh, but that's just a fact. They paid by the white bosses to give the white bosses' opinion. That's a fact. So is Dion a sellout? You goddamn right he is a sellout. We'll see what happens next year for Colorado. I'm definitely going to be watching. I'm definitely going to watch. But also, make sure you watch HBCU Sports. Go to HBCU Go and watch on that ESPN Plus. HBCU Go is free, of course. You know, people may not want to pay for ESPN Plus to see swag games. I do, because I just want to support my people. But yeah, I had to rant. I had to get that off my chest. I hadn't posted in a year. Over a year, actually. But I had to speak on this shit. I had to. And if something hits me again to speak on it, I'm going to speak on it again. I just, by me being an alumni of Jackson State from Jackson, Mississippi, hey, had to speak on this, man. Thank you guys for listening to the Two Hard to Swallow podcast. Check out our Instagram page at Too Hard to Swallow podcast, and hit the links in the description for merch and all that good stuff. All right, I'm out.